Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, thanks for listening. The following is suitable for everybody. Everybody tune in, because even though this is a show that is basically dedicated to helping a lot of the handicapped, those who are truly disadvantaged, this is a show that everybody needs to listen to and get behind. Because basically a way of helping the handicapped, making them basically just average citizens, well, not average citizens, but ordinary citizens, like everybody else, connected. A little trick to world peace is in here. Listen, I'm Talk Dude. It is 10:30, and you are listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. And on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK.
Yeah, this can mean Organic OK. Everybody doing the listeners, callers, listen to this. There's so many times in your life where the harvest that you've been investing have not been truly rewarding you from the actual, you know, life habits. Because we create life habits that inspire the appetite, right? And actually what you reward yourself is the dessert that come behind the meal, right? And that's the action that speak louder than the words you've been talking to yourself, expressing to yourself. And when it really works, you really have results. You really have things that make you inspired. And, you know, let's go back to the organic thing that we do quite often. You know, come from the organic place, you start seeing things, start seeing how people truly meant to treat you once they understand your time is not to be meant to be complimented by trash that's left around to compensate more things that's called dumping. You know, when you clear the trash out, it needs to be in a place where it's called recycling. Everything comes down to pitting the oils in the bright recycling platform. Now, how are you doing today, Mr. Talk Dude?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing better. I think this show has actually been helping me because I'm not just the host. I'm also a client, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
Using this show to get better.
You got to realize part of the better parts are enjoying it. Once you start enjoying the elements of, you know, life that's truly meant for you to enjoy, you start seeing things, start seeing people, how people want to destroy your happiness because they don't have the actual harvest to feed their meal. And they're hoping that you leave them a little extra of your actual fantastic harvest. But you know how that works.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me just start by saying this.
You have notification every time.
Sorry, I've always felt the need to introduce. When I say I'm about to speak, I want people to prick up their ears. Look, all of handicapped people. We are people just like you at the same time we're not. Now, see, the little affliction you have, that little bitty handicap thing, starts out as a dent, a crack. But you should know basically as well as anybody, it's like a cavity. It can abscess. The foundation begins to crumble and wear and tear until you basically have yourself, until something's broken. And if you're not careful, it can't kill you. All us handicapped people, we're basically trying every single day to overcome, to what's the word I'm looking for here? What's the word I'm looking for? We are all trying to basically improve the condition, to lift the affliction away. Before you know it, that little abscess, if you work hard enough, it can dry up, it can disappear. You are not your own handicapped. If you are in a wheelchair, paralyzed from the waist down, you are not the paralysis. Now, let me tell you something. I was in a state of mind where I personally thought this handicap, this problem I have, I am that problem. That problem is me. I've made the mistake, I admit, of making it my whole personality. Tried to live through it. And you know something? That's not the answer. Sometimes it's like a cop-out. You can get disabled benefits protect them if you want, but, you know, really, truly, you can think that you are this affliction. You're not. You have a personality. You don't have to live in your handicap. You can personally, you can have your own personality, your own self, your you, the true version of yourself. Find out who that is. How do you do that? Pretend for a moment that you don't have a handicap. Take a moment to listen to yourself. Really look at yourself. Really think. How am I not this handicap? Who am I? Sometimes some of us don't know. It can be hard because we're so busy listening to the pressure what the rest of the world wants us to be. Our bad circumstance, we look at ourselves as that. Not just something physically disables us, but a problem in life, like our car is broken. We think that we're nothing but bad luck. It's true. It's more than true. It's scientific fact. We're not. We are more. We can be what we want to be. We can do what we want to do. I tell you, each and every single one of you, you can be who you want to be. You can be what you are. You don't have to be your handicap. That doesn't have to happen. It's a tricky trap. It's a crack that a lot of disabled people fall into. And it doesn't have to be you. Ask yourself what it is you need. I've often basically tried to encourage people to take on the path of the proactive professional. Make a habit, a compulsive whatever, of getting ahead in life, thinking big and kicking you-know-what in life. Now, another problem is that we see you should do this, but don't start basically turning into basically just a bunch of goals you set for yourself. You should set goals, but don't lose sight of who you are, what you are. Always know you're the best version of yourself, because no matter who, you're not just basically a lot of material wealth and assets and whatever. There is a person in all that. Make sure your personality always shines through. Organic, tell me, what do you make of all this? Organic? You clocked out. Okay, let me continue. You can often find yourself basically without hope. It's easy. We all fall that. A lot of us try to find some kind of structure. We try to find religion. We try to find our personal goals. We try to find a successful personality, and we try to mimic it. We try to clone. Now, honestly, it doesn't have to be all, you know, truth is, you can be the best you can be. You can get all what you need and want out of life. You can do it all. The very first step, you like yourself. But then you think about all the little, these little idiosyncrasies that you want to change, that you're better off without. And you shed those things. You shed them. You basically find what you need, what you're looking for. I'm here to tell you that it is possible. Disabled people, how many of you basically have been in a bad way where you're just wishing that someone would pull the plug on you? How many of you have to feel, why? What did I do to deserve this? How many of you have felt frustrated, banging your head against the wall, screaming because your handicap just basically kept you from doing too much in life? How many of you wish that you could basically break free of all this? One of the keys to conditioning away your handicap, one of the main ways, is to basically, honestly, remembering. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen over the course of a couple weeks. It's a building gradual process, step by step by step, getting yourself out of the box that you're in. First understand how your handicap is handicapping you. Understand what it is. Then before you know it, start to really push yourself in the best way, of course. Let's say you're someone with some kind of learning disability. You slowly learn to keep rereading the material until you pound it into your skull. Let's say that basically you're a person who basically is in a wheelchair. You can spend a lot more time building up the rest of your body and trying to get physically active, not letting your handicap stop you. So before you know it, you actually forget that it's there. One of the things about your handicap is just pretending it's not there. Imagine yourself as a fully able-bodied person walking away, walking through this life without basically, and also, don't focus too much on it. Focus away from it. With this process, you can basically, you'll even forget that there's anything wrong with you. Other people won't realize it either. You have a lot of people telling you, so courageous. Such a courageous way to live. There is someone who doesn't let it get them down. Some of them may not even know you were ever handicapped. Do you know why handicaps are basically a constant problem? It means something inside us is broken. It doesn't have to be that way. We don't have to look at it that way. One of the things, another trick you want to basically try, developing your other senses. If something with you isn't really working properly, you need to develop the rest of yourself. You need to work on overcompensation. Focus on your other basic senses, your other attributes. Focus on strengthening them to a fever pitch. Overcame. When Lou Ferrigno lost a great portion of his hearing, he got into bodybuilding. He really beefed up his body enough to be a professional bodybuilder, enough to basically play the Hulk, he did all this because he's overcompensating for the fact that he had lost a portion of his hearing. Both Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger were scrawny kids who were kind of out of shape originally, and they built their bodies. Now, Stallone is an example of a guy who built up his body too quickly and caused some damage. He also, you know, in his films, he let himself get literally beaten up to make it look authentic and suffered some body damage. But the thing is, do it safely. Don't rush through it. You can hurt yourself trying to. Evolution is a gradual process. It is about getting better. Not finished. It is basically 10:45 here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Call in. Get in the middle of this. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. There is more to this than that. Ask yourself what else it is that you want. Do you want to be the kind of person that basically there are people in the dating scene saying they're not enough of. Ask what that is. Ask what that is. You don't have to be the kind of person that basically, literally, is just going to marry anything that will agree to marry you. You actually look for somebody who is compatible. You can actually try and make an effort and build a relationship with a foundation and fundamentals. You can basically polish up the rest of your basic attributes. You can evolve a lot of your skills. You can basically try to sort of be the kind of person that people are looking for, see how there's there can be compatibility or whatever. You don't have to just basically sign on any dotted line, anybody who makes you an offer. Another goal, finding true peace and center. Transcendental meditation helps. Take a moment to pray, to whatever. I was too afraid to close my eyes and let my guard down, really, basically, as a little kid. I just shouldn't have. If I just closed my eyes a little bit and just tried to meditate a little bit, I don't know, I had an over-obsessive mind that I was afraid that if I did that, I wouldn't be able to stop just thinking about things. In a way, it can be hard to find peace, especially when you have OCD like I do. Breathing helps. Working out the body with a lot of tired yoga helps too. Really working in it, really push, really slowly working in that. It can happen. You can basically do all these things and more. You feel vulnerable a lot. You're the kind of person who isn't afraid there's anybody they can trust. Trust isn't a luxury that everybody has. You try to be somewhat nice, whatever. Sometimes you don't feel it. Sometimes you're just so angry and whatever. You basically would like to have a social life more, but you're too afraid to talk to people. You want to trust them and whatever, but sometimes you just got to trust the wrong person just one time and you're done. The paranoia of the world makes people afraid. Even when you're a kid, kids are constantly attacking each other. They're trying to play, but they're often basically bullying and victimizing each other in a way that's just messed up. One thing you want to do is basically control your fears. And remember, pain is often weakness leaving the body. When you first came out of the womb, you were crying because you were basically in paradise for a little bit while, and now you're out. Now you're out in the world, and the party is over. And now it's basically time to do some actual living, to live life. You cried a lot when you were little. It's basically supposed to be pain leaving the body. Kids brutalize each other so much they learn not to make a habit of crying, not to make a habit of feeling pain, to develop insensitivity. And you can survive really with this. Making time. So many of us say to ourselves, I don't have the time to really make it happen. I don't have the time to do it. I don't have the time to do all these things. It's true, we live in basically, we have an economy right now. People are clinging on to their jobs by bleeding fingernails. And the truth is, we're often overwhelmed with the time to stop and turn our lives around. We're so afraid of basically, we wonder, we should have done this sooner, we should have done this when we had time, we should have done this when we were kids a little bit more. You can make time, you can find a way, you can find ways to turn your life and yourself around and personally, whatever. You can find time to accomplish all the things that you need to. You can make time. Time truly can be made. Now, ask yourself all the things you want. Ask yourself, take a moment, let desire take over. Look at those things that seem completely out of reach. Ask yourself how you can get them. Make a point to yourself to basically say, I want to make a conscientious decision to turn my life around. I want to be better than this. I can do so much better. I don't have to. It doesn't have to be this way. Nothing has to be this way. I want to get more of what I'm looking for in life. It shouldn't just be for the fortunate and the blessed. Look at it this way. Statistics show that more than 90% of actors are out of work. Everybody kind of wants to do something like this. It seems like the dream job. It's as sweet a gig as you can hope for. But if you're unsuccessful, honestly, only 2% of actors, 2% can make a living. And then there are those who basically have made more money than they'll ever need, but they're trying personally to hoard their cash just in case things don't work out. Or, you know, maybe they're trying to start their own production company so they can be in control of their career. They can find scripts that are a good fit for them and whatever. This is a thing. Those people like that take control of their destiny. TV has basically a zillion more channels now, so things have gotten a lot better for actors personally and whatever. We might as well take advantage of basically the system while we have it. It is working for us. Things are getting better, much better. See? There is a way to make it work, my friend. Now, you can begin to ask yourself, how do I get like that? How do I get what I want? How do I basically get to a point where more things will work for me? How do I change my mindset basically to more positive thinking? One of the things is positive thinking, knowing that you're positive that you can do things. Another situation is just understanding. Think about how it is, what it's about, what you need to do. And learning not to set the bar too low. Okay, you start out setting the bar low at first. You know, small little things every day. Then when you've mastered that, the bar, you start to raise the bar more and more until before you know it, you're doing big things. You didn't think it was possible. A lot of things that basically people start to look at you and they're jealous. They envy you, and they basically wonder, how do I do it? And they think, you just got lucky. You were born with the blessings. You were born in a soft life. It's a real thing. The handicap especially. Now, so many people are born with strange afflictions, whatever, and they become motivational speakers. They teach you how to basically, overcome. They realize they don't have much time left. A lot of them die prematurely, but they're saying, well, I'm on this planet. I am not just going to be something to be, I'm not just going to waste away. I am not going to let my condition, my affliction basically completely stop me from, you know, I am personally going to move mountains while I can. Because I could be gone. We're all terminal. We're not getting out of this thing alive. We're all basically, there is a point where we're all going to pass and do some living while you can, while you're alive. I've talked a lot here tonight, but I think I have for a reason. Positive thinking, it helps. We live in an age nowadays where there's more special newfangled gadgets, personally whatever. Nowadays, they're coming out with these constant new mattresses that are basically designed not to be not too hard, not too soft, the kind of thing Goldilocks would have liked, the kind of mattresses that are basically designed to conform and fit to your body, you know, like the kind they had on the space shuttle. I mean, really, there are all these newfangled gadgets, whatever, and they're showing us that we're living in a time The future really is now. The world has really become something. Things have really changed. We might as well take advantage of it. Ask yourself right now how you're going to take advantage of your life, how you're going to take advantage of today, how you're going to turn things around. Ask yourself what you're going to do. Ask yourself. Ask yourself. There is hope. It is there. Let's just embrace it as best we can. All of it with both hands. Don't let go of it. It's not just faith. It's not just believing that things will work themselves out. It's knowing how to make what we want, what we need, what we should be, the best version of you there is. The best there is. The best there can be. I want to thank you all for tuning in to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. You can get all our shows off the web at Blog Talk Radio. Don't just listen. Listen to all these, but after it's done, do. Accomplish. You are worth it. Prove it. Prove it every day. Every chance you get. Get up early. Go to bed early. Move mountains. Remember, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. Thank you. You've been listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Thank you. Good night and good luck. Not just good luck, good effort.